What happened this week in Bitcoin? That's the question. We've got some Bitcoin mining related news, a couple of interesting things in Lightning, a prominent company startup in RSK got some pretty good funding, and a bunch of Stack stuff went down. So without further ado, what is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover everything going on in the Stack ecosystem. I am your humble host, Jacob Brown, but you'll see me on the interwebs as Jake Blockchain. And this is a This Week in Bitcoin episode. So as the name suggests, I'm going to talk about what I saw across Bitcoin in the four or five major players: Bitcoin Main Chain, Lightning, Stax, RSK, Liquid, and break it down for you. So without further ado, let's jump right in, starting with Bitcoin proper. First things up, the Guinness Book of World Records now has a crypto section titled Cryptomania. In the 2023 edition of the book, they have some stuff related to crypto. Bitcoin was in there. It's now recognized as the first globally decentralized crypto asset. So that's a flex. And also El Salvador made it in there as the first country to accept crypto as legal tender. So that's pretty tight. All right, next up in Bitcoin land, the CTO of Walmart was on an interview and mentioned that crypto payments will play a major role in the way that consumers transact in the future. So some of the biggest retailers, companies in the world are looking at the infrastructure change that's going to happen as crypto evolves over time. So more and more bullish on Bitcoin. And then last thing I saw in Bitcoin land is the Bitcoin Mining Council released their report. So this is a collective, Sailor's part of it, but it's a bunch of big mining companies and industry people that break down and kind of dispel myths about Bitcoin mining. And so they dropped their quarter three report. Some notable stats: 59% of the power comes from a sustainable power mix, so pretty sustainable, and that's up. Mining efficiency is up 23% year over year. And now that ETH has gone to ETH 2.0 and the merge, Bitcoin accounts for 99% of all hashing power globally. So it's really the only player in the game. Although I will say Eric Wall posted a tweet thread talking about how this stat is kind of misleading because hashing algorithms are not apples to apples comparisons. So makes sense. Like, the basic idea is if a hashing algorithm is addition, like 5 plus 5, 10 plus 10, that's much easier than if you're doing multiplication or maybe multiple derivations of that. So it's like this number times that number divided by 2. Each hashing algorithm is actually more and more energy intensive. So the algorithm does matter. So just something to note. All right. Next up, we're going to jump into Stax. And before I jump in, a quick word from my sponsor.
We all know Bitcoin is for the innovators, the revolutionaries, and the builders looking to build a better world for themselves and for the next generation. We also know the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. The same thing applies to building on Bitcoin. If you want to come build with the most active developer community building new use cases for Bitcoin, then it's time you make the leap to learning Clarity. Clarity is the Stax smart contract programming layer, which enables us to work on DeFi, smart contracts, and so much more, all built with the safety and security that comes with Bitcoin. Start today by going to start.stax.org. Start.stax.org has a five-step journey that will take you from complete Stax novice to teaching you Clarity all the way to finding a job with a Web3 Stax startup. Don't wait another month, year, or decade waiting to get involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Start building on Bitcoin today. Go to start.stax.org to start learning and building today.
All right, thank you to the foundation. As always, let's jump in to what happened to Stax. And there was a ton going on right now. Stax is absolutely on fire right now. So the big one, one of the first big ones, is Alex, which is the biggest DeFi player on Stax. Announced their Stax Bridge. It's live now on testnet, and this allows you to bridge USDC from ETH to Stacks or vice versa. So there's currently not a ton of inflowing capital into Stacks, mainly because most of it revolves around the STX token. And if you don't want to hold that token for whatever reason, then it's really hard to get other sources into it unless you're going to buy on an exchange. But even then, most of the exchanges don't carry anything besides the STX token. So most of the stables currently on Stacks, and even the BTC derivative, it's really hard to find on other exchanges. So now, just through this simple bridge, you can connect your MetaMask wallet or Wallet Connect and your Hero wallet and bridge USDC, which is the biggest stablecoin, into Stacks. And they're starting with USDC, but the bridge is a primitive. So they're going to bring more and more assets in over time. So super, super bullish for Stacks to get more inflow into the ecosystem, which is good for everything. So that's huge. Can't be understated. Next up, another testnet. It's definitely a build market right now, but Zest Protocol is now live on testnet. If you haven't been following Zest, they are inside the Trust Machines company, which is a company that is funding and building Bitcoin applications in-house, also doing some open source funding, as far as I know. But this is one of their first applications that's now coming out to the public, and it is a under-collateralized Bitcoin lending and borrowing protocol, mainly for institutional buyers. So if you're a Bitcoin holder, you can provide your Bitcoin for yield. And if you want to borrow for mining purposes or some other reason, you can go in and get underwritten, and there'll be some kind of a process that happens there. You can get under-collateralized loans on Bitcoin. And it's pretty much, I think, as far as I know, it's non-custodial on the entire process. So it uses a DLC for part of it, or a hash time locked contract. And then smart contracts on the Clarity side and Stack side that can read Bitcoin state. So using some of the stuff that's been in development for Stacks for a while is now starting to come to fruition and used in actual production. So that's pretty dope. And then last on the Stack side, Mark Hendrickson, who was one of the product leads at Hero, he announced a Twitter thread saying that the Hero team is now officially working on adding Bitcoin integration into the Hero wallet. So for all this time, Stacks has been talking about how it's built on Bitcoin, connected to Bitcoin, trying to unleash Bitcoin, but the Hero wallet can only hold Stacks and all this kind of like SIP 10, SIP 9 digital assets. Bitcoin is now going to become a first-class citizen in Stacks with the Hero wallet. So that's super exciting. And they're talking about being able to make it super easy to do swaps inside the wallet. So BTC to Stacks or from different assets into a stablecoin, that's coming too. All right. And then actually, last but not last least, is the Stacks pre-accelerator. The Web3 Startup Lab is currently accepting applications. So if you want to build a Stacks startup and you're kind of early in the process, you're not ready to go fundraise just yet. Maybe it's still an idea, or you're very early, or you need some help. Maybe you're a design guy and you need technical help, or vice versa. The Web3 Startup Lab is a pretty good place to get the help you need. So yeah, applications are open. You can check it out at web3startuplab.io. Now let's jump in to Lightning. There's a couple things I saw on Lightning this week. ZBD is a company that is building Lightning integrations for gamers. They're building like a whole suite of SDK tools to make it super, super easy to integrate Lightning into your games and kind of bring in Bitcoin and Web3 to this amazing, super fast Lightning payment rail. And as they've been building, I guess they've been finding parts of the kind of like tech stack that they wish existed, but don't. And so they've been building stuff in their spare time, and they don't really fit into the ZBD full suite of things. And so they're just releasing a bunch of tools as open source. And so it's called No Big Deal, nbd.wtf. You can go there and check out some of the nuanced tools they've been building across Bitcoin and a heavy emphasis on Lightning. So could be some stuff you find useful if you're a dev. They're mostly Lightning focused, but they're all open source. So pretty cool to see a giant company that, you know, trying to execute, bring Lightning forward and build their business, also give back by paying, you know, these are employees on the clock. They're getting paid. They got their salary and they're doing open source stuff in their spare time. So it's kind of like the Google 80-20 time. It looks like that, but open source. So pretty dope. All right. And then last for Lightning, I saw there's something called LNSploit, which is a tool. It's now on GitHub. I'll drop the links to most of this stuff in the description below. But it's a tool meant to exploit and attack the Lightning Network. So it gives you tools to find avenues where attackers could potentially cause havoc and make the network stronger. Last but not least, RSK Sovereign. Sovereign raised a pretty big round, $5.4 million from investors to bring DeFi to Bitcoin that much faster. They've been crushing it lately with their Zero protocol, which is you lock up Bitcoin and you take out a zero interest loan, mint a stable coin, and you can go spend it as you wish. So they raised some money to bring out some more functionality through this bear market. So that's it. I didn't see anything on Liquid. I still haven't found a good source to like get in the weeds about what's going on over there. Their Twitter account is mostly just Adam Back and different people from Blockstream going to conferences and giving talks. So it's hard to tell what they've been working on. There's some in the weeds stuff that kind of feels almost like a Bitcoin OpTech newsletter, which I just don't understand what it means. So I'll just point you to the Bitcoin OpTech newsletter or their Twitter if you want to check out what Blockstream is working on. But yeah, that is it for this week in Bitcoin. I am your host, Jacob Brown. And if you want to support the podcast, listen to this on Fountain. If you don't know what Fountain is, it's a Lightning-enabled podcast player. And in the app, you can send Lightning BTC to your wallet in the app and then stream sats by the minute to me or send me a boost, which is just like a one-time tip. I appreciate it. And so that's it. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now, I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about everything going right.